So Iran and the U.S. are on a second day of face-to-face talks on Tehran's nuclear program in Geneva. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has described the first day of negotiations as constructive. According to the U.S. State Department, the bilateral discussions were needed because not enough progress had been made in broader multilateral talks. Meanwhile, France's Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius has said that French officials and Iranian negotiators will sit down for direct nuclear talks in Geneva tomorrow. According to Araghchi, Iran and Germany will also hold negotiations in Tehran on Sunday. Nargis Mobalaghi joins us from Geneva to tell us if she has any updates for us. Nargis, we spoke roughly a couple hours back. Curious if you have any new news for us in terms of the talks or its progress.
The talks started just after 9 a.m. local time, so we're several hours in now. Monday's talks were 5 hours continuous before they stopped, and they started actually pretty late in the afternoon. So it's possible that Tuesday's talks will be longer and more intensive. But these talks can definitely be called behind closed door talks. There is little to no information coming out of substance as the day goes on. We do know that the Iranians have said it's only the nuclear issue that is on the table. And of course, the United States, the heavy sanctioner of Iran, it has billions of pounds worth of unilateral sanctions that it has imposed on Iran. And many experts that we've talked to on the sidelines of this talk say that the US is pivotal because the US has been pressurizing, especially some European states, in its attitude towards Iran, and has been pushing other European states who might otherwise like better relations and more trade with Iran to pull back on that. But it's all to play for, really, I sense now in these talks. And we initially had the plan that there would be 2 days of talks with the US and an EU representative at the table too, then straight to Rome for discussions with Russia. However, now we know that the Iranian delegation will be remaining in Geneva, and we'll be talking to a French delegation on Wednesday. This is all a part of this shuttle diplomacy, as you called it, Kaveh, to really get the ball rolling going into Vienna on the 16th of June. Because the last round in Vienna, there was, as the Iranians said, no headway, no substance. A lot of the Western media is starting to call it a stalemate. So I think there's really this push and impetus now. Lots of different meetings and talks with each side and different sides to try and get the ball rolling again in Vienna. Because really, if there's not a lot of headway in June in Vienna, we're looking a month until the July 20th deadline. And if there isn't substance out of Vienna, probably we're looking at another further six-month extension. And the rhetoric that there will be a six-month extension, we're hearing a lot more from either side. So certainly it looks like that might be the case. Of course, it's a lot more positive than hearing if it's not done by July 20th, then it's all over. It seems that at the present time, diplomacy is winning through, and we are seeing all sides saying they want to continue talking even if the initial July 20th deadline is not met. And of course, as you can imagine, Iran and the US coming round to talk around a table, a rare occurrence, not happened really a lot in the last few decades. So a lot of media attention here. That's possibly why both sides are keeping all their cards very close to their chest as these sensitive and serious high-level talks continue.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Nargis Mobalaghi there from Geneva.